Chapter 3. The Girl on the Lake. After an hour, Cedric heard a noise. He didn't know what it was, but he was ready to fight. If a wolf comes, the harp will protect me, he thought. But I felt safer with Orion next to me. Cedric looked around him. Then suddenly, he saw a bright light shining through the trees. Cedric was very happy when he saw the light. He ran in the direction of the light, and soon he came to the end of the forest. Now he could leave the dark forest and all the dangers in it. In front of him, he saw a big lake. Cedric stood for a moment and looked across the lake. On one side of the lake, he saw a beautiful palace. It was shining in the sun. On the other side of the lake, there was a grey stone castle, and there was a dark cloud above the grey castle. Cedric remembered the old man's words and started to walk around the lake. Suddenly, he heard a voice.
"Help! Help me, please!" cried the voice.
It was a girl's voice. Cedric looked across the lake, and suddenly he saw a small boat on the opposite side of the lake. A girl was in the boat. She was calling to him, and she looked very frightened. A group of enormous birds was flying above her. Then some of the birds started to attack the girl. The girl shouted for help again and again. "I must help her," Cedric thought, and he forgot the old man's words. "Do not cross the lake. Go around it." Quickly, he jumped into the lake and swam across it in the direction of the boat. The water was extremely cold, so it was difficult to swim. Finally, he got to the boat and climbed into it. He shouted at the birds and waved his arms at them. The birds disappeared immediately. The girl laughed, a cruel laugh. Cedric looked at her and he was surprised. She wasn't a young girl anymore. She was now a tall, thin lady with long grey hair. All her clothes were grey and her eyes were grey too. She smiled at Cedric and he suddenly felt very sad. He didn't feel frightened, just very cold and sad. "You've got his eyes," the lady said. And Cedric felt the strong pain in his chest again, and a new image appeared before his eyes. This time, he saw a tall, handsome man standing at a window. The man was looking out across a lake. It was this lake. The man looked very sad. Then the image disappeared. "Who was that man?" Cedric asked himself. "That wasn't my father." The grey lady turned to the boat. "Boat, take us home," she said. The boat moved easily across the lake towards the cold, grey castle. When they approached the castle, the water in the lake transformed into ice. The boat moved through the tall gates of the castle, and two giant men ran to the boat. The giant men pulled Cedric from the boat. Cedric tried to escape, but the two men were bigger and stronger than he was. Cedric had to go with them into the castle.
"I can't stay here. I have to travel north," shouted Cedric. "I've got an important mission to complete before the summer solstice."
"You aren't going anywhere," answered the lady.
"Guards, take him to the tower. He will come here and find you, Cedric. Then I will have my vengeance."
"Who will come here?" asked Cedric. "I think you know," the grey lady said. Her cold voice made Cedric tremble. The two giant men took him up some stone stairs to a small room at the top of a tower. Cedric couldn't escape now. One of the men opened the door to the room, and the other man pushed him inside. Cedric fell to the floor. The door closed, and he heard the men going down the stairs. He was alone in a small room with a bed. He got up and ran to the door.
"Let me out! Please let me out!" he shouted.
He hit the door, but nothing happened.
"My people are poor and hungry. They need my help. Other tribes attack and steal from us. I must travel north to the Castle of Darkness. Please let me go!"
Nobody answered Cedric. There was only silence. Cedric was unhappy. He walked round the small room.
"I'm responsible for this," he said. "Why didn't I listen to the old man? Why did I cross the lake instead of going around it?"
Then he stood on the bed and looked out of the window.
"How can I escape from this place?" he asked himself. "I must find a way, and soon."